referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped it in the eighth and kept him from his tragic fate, but the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, if not getting their money's worth. It's too bad he had to go, but there was pressure on me too, you know. It wasn't me that made him fall, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davey Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not us, said the angry crowd, whose voices filled the arena loud. It's too bad he died that night. We'd just like to see a good fight. We'd just like to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. It wasn't us that made him fall. You can't blame us at all. Who killed Davey Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I always thought that he was well. It's too bad for his wife and kids, he's dead. But if he was sick, he should have said, it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davey Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said the gambling man, with his ticket stub still in his hand. It wasn't me that knocked him down. My hands didn't touch him none. I didn't commit no ugly sin. Anyway, I put money on him to win. It wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davey Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said the boxing writer, who clowns the print in his old typewriter. Saying boxing ain't to blame, there's more danger in a football game. Saying fist fighting is here to stay, it's just the American way. It wasn't me that made him fall, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davey Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said the man whose fist laid him low in a cloud of mist, to come here from Cuba's door, where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes, it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill, it was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davey Moore? Why and what's the reason for it?
Oh, boy, that's the story of mankind, maybe. You're
talking about that.
You know, this is more than... And about boxing. Remember way back you said the face of the executioner is always well hidden?
Yeah.
Here we come back to it again. Who killed Cock Robin? Who killed Davy Moore? I think, Bob Dylan, we have just a touch of you now, and I hope this is chapter one involving your visits to Chicago. Singer, poet, songs, and soon there will be a concert of his in town, which we, of course, will... keep the audience informed about. What's one way to sign off? Remember, you signed on singing a song, the sort of traveling, anything that you feel like, just a signing off that we've heard about maybe a half a dozen of the 75 songs that are out of you and in you and part of you, Bob Dylan.
Sign off,
I think.
I hate to sing a song for signing off.
It's not a question of signing off. Question of saying walking off for the moment. Need not. But I think that what I've been saying about you, Bob, is merely echoing what so many others, Bob Shelton of the New York Times, Barry Kittleson of Billboard, more than that, people have seen you and those things I respect, and artists like Pete Seeger and Will Holt, who sing your songs their way and point out where they come from. And you yourself can't tell exactly where they come from.
No, I can't. Pete can do it.
Who can? Well, you can. Well, the fact is there, the source is there. Bob, thank you. And even if you don't sing a song, now we'll be playing a record to sign you up. But well, what is... I didn't want to leave him go just yet. See, I think that one of the songs you've sung there... There's Tomorrow's a Long Time. There's
Oh, Blown in the Wind. There's one. I'll sing you
that. Oh, of course. Isn't that a popular song? That's a popular song now, I believe.
God, hope not.
No, by popular, I mean in a good sense. A lot of people are singing it.
Oh, yeah, that one. Saying.
Blowing in the Wind. I think this is one. Blowing in the Wind. This is my way of saying to you right now, so long, Bob Dylan. For now. You know, it's a Woody phrase, take it easy, but take it. I use that as a sign-off daily. It's a borrowing from Woody, who in a sense borrowed it from American history. So, blowing down the wind. Called blowing in the wind.